Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to Rusak Gamers, episode number 7 of our Flames of Gold campaign. More fight this time around, but not nearly as much as last week when Todd's elf, Finn, went down like a sack of potatoes. This time, Burnt Coal steps up to face the dwarf bounty hunter. After that, the dwarven doctor and Talithel have a duel of wits while Doug's spy runs around and the magic user finds he doesn't have the right spell at the right time. All this, as well as Jeff singing solo while I wish for some vodka to go with the candied orange slices. Remember, song requests, comments, critiques, or complaints to 502-4141-RU, which is 502-4141-766. Or send us an email, roy@rusakgamers.com, or drop by our forum at rpgcrosstalk.com. You can also play along at home by following us almost live from our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to all these sites are at podcast.rusakgamers.com, which is our blog. And thanks to Taylor for dropping us a comment at the website. Enjoy the show.
All right, so we're recording.
Hey.
Everyone's so cheery.
Todd can't make it tonight. He's got family business.
Business, family stuff. Not like the family business, just family business.
I'm Roy.
Jason.
Doug. Dope.
And Jeff.
And Bill.
Okay, so here's the problem then. This tonight was supposed to be about me and Todd again.
But Todd's unconscious.
It's all about you.
Not in a good state.
Right. It's all about you. In fact, we had an entire game where you just sat and listened to us.
Yeah.
So it's only fair.
Only going to take 10 minutes for you tonight.
Yeah,
so
but
we're good.
That's possible. You are really sort of assuming a lot about your character here.
Well, how many rounds of combat did we get through last week?
Four.
Two.
Are you wearing? Are you
four,
wearing
six,
two?
Well, but we're doing better, and you know,
four, six. Depending, that's true.
You know, one bonk on the head, you're out. We can go on and we can continue.
Indeed.
There's no way you can get tied back in the game anyway, so carry on.
If he was here, there is.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I could get him out.
It's called, not only that, he only has 3 light wounds.
Mm-hmm.
If he were to make an OB4 health test, he could shrug off, it's not the right word, but it's...
Same idea.
He could grin and bear it. I think
yeah,
it
might
be.
Soak.
And ignore one of those minuses, which would put him at only -2, which put him conscious and functional.
Huh. So, but with the wounds, wouldn't they also add more dice to the roll?
Subtract dice from the roll, yeah.
We could play Fiasco.
Not ready for that yet. But no.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not saying it's likely, but it's possible.
I mean, this could be over in... Was it 3 exchanges for 1 round, or
3 volleys?
3 volleys
exchange.
For 1 exchange. Okay, terminology.
So the situation, as we left off, was Finn had just received enough damage to incapacitate him.
Yeah.
And you were about to step up in his place.
Yeah.
To face Thorsbane.
Right.
As the building's burning.
What was Thorsbane's status right now? He's unwounded, but
damaged. No. Yet.
The two times that there was options for his armor to be damaged, it wasn't.
Okay, this is a brand new fight started from the beginning.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But we could...
Run?
So.
Yeah.
I have no desire to kill you.
Thorsbane speaking?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's Bill.
Well, no, Bill's a little bit tricky.
I don't mean
Roy, I have no desire to kill you.
You would be the first.
Please.
But Joe, on the other hand.
Let me at least put down some plastic. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I wanted
Thorsbane speaks to Cole. It's like, I have no reason to kill you. I'm not getting paid for it. Even though you've shown bad sense up to now, I'm still willing to pay you.
I'm going to watch you. You're just going to cop out on this, aren't you? He says he's still willing to pay you.
He said he's still willing to pay me?
Yeah. Didn't he burn down your cousin's bar? Don't you have a belief that you're going to kill this guy?
Yes.
I'm just curious.
Do you know how long it took us to get to this point?
Sorry.
What, Sam?
Speaking of paying you, when's the last time the doctor gave you any money?
Say again? Sometimes I don't really need money, as long as I get what I really do need.
When's the last time he gave you some good grog?
Yeah, it was this morning. Yeah. This morning, at his house.
Wine's a lazy man's drink.
But it slakes the thirst. Are we going to talk or what?
We can talk, you can die, or we can leave.
I draw my sword, Walker. Well, no, I already have my sword out.
Yeah.
No, I step up.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
You hurt his feelings, dude.
I would not have done that.
Yeah, you would.
What's the exponent on your sword?
I think I have a long sword also, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which one's better?
Do you have an axe?
It doesn't matter when it comes to weapon length.
Is there an app for this?
What's your exponent?
Or are you just texting with the wife?
I'm reading my mail from work. 4, okay. And Todd's is 5, which is why he went first. And yet was cut down. Are you wearing armor?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got some armor.
So Todd.
I don't think Todd was wearing them.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, my swords is a 4.
Okay.
Feel lucky?
No.
Okay.
Hey, I get a chance to make a new character eventually.
Yeah. Eventually.
Does anybody else want to follow along and play at home?
I'll share.
So we shouldn't have to... We don't have to test for engaging. We are engaged for advantage for engagement. So I get 4 actions, I believe.
If that's your reflex, yes.
Yeah.
He's got 5, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This would be quick.
Yeah.
Well, what? Let's try something different here, though. I mean, you know, what's your brawling?
5.
Maybe he's not a brawler.
Grapple him.
Brawling's a 4, also.
I'm scripted, so talk away.
Grapple him.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you try something different. Like
disarm him. You
jump him and rip his helmet off.
If I go for brawling,
stick your thumbs
we
in
go
his
a,
eyes.
We do a speed test.
He's got little stubby legs.
He's also got advantage because he would be using a longsword against my fist.
Going not if you get inside. Changing weapons so we'd give up the advantage.
Yeah, and
whatever you want to do, dude.
Or if he's starting with brawling, then we have to.
But if you're just going to throw this character away, we might as well learn the system.
I'm not going to just throw the character away. I'm going to try to win.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Try to disarm him.
Okay.
Of sound mind.
No.
Is he writing his will?
Understanding where this is probably going to go, resigned to my fate,
also
doesn't mean I'm not going to try.
The building is filling with smoke as fire spreads through.
Oh, yeah, push him into the fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have fire in here yet?
Not yet.
Oh. Do a... Oh, you got arson you were doing, like, right?
I opened it. I opened arson.
Can you make a test and put fire behind him?
You can assess where the fire is and then...
Push him into it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How do I do that in the... is there an assess in the...
Assess?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's going to get a free attack.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
Or, well, you could use your sword to push him back into the fire. You know.
Assess is a single action, right?
It's a single... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready, too.
All right.
Volley 1.
Block and assess. Oh, I did...
Did you mark them down?
Yeah, I put block and strike. But
did you do all?
Block and assess, strike.
Okay, you...
Cole's not a finesse kind of guy.
Right, yeah. You block and assess. I take a physical action.
Okay.
He sets down his sword. I'm not going to soil my blade on you.
If you should strike Bill really doesn't want to kill me tonight.
If you should strike me down, I will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Head off!
So, block moves on. You're up to assess.
So, do I don't need to test the block then, do I?
No.
Okay. So.
You're blocking thin air.
Right.
Or smoky air.
So, I need to move on to assess, which I didn't even think to look up, because I didn't think...
445.
Oh, jeez. Next damn page.
In the Burning Wheel Gold.
In the Burning Wheel Gold book.
In the hymnal.
Assessing allows a player to look for specific details, easy exits, the source of that burning smell, and unarmored location on his opponent. And assess nets the character a perception test in search of what he described in his intent and task. And assess takes 1 action. This is a quick, over-the-shoulder glance Additional actions may be spent on an assess in order to gain advantage dice to the perception test. Plus one for second action, plus two for 2d for third. So I want to look for a spot. I want to look for a spot to where the fire is hottest.
I'm going to look for a closest crate of liquor that's on fire.
You want to see the fire burning right behind him. That's what you want to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. Because I don't necessarily want to get caught in an explosion myself.
Right.
But I want to see where the fire is closest to them.
Okay.
So is that a perception test?
Fade away. Obi, what?
Three.
What if he fails? The fire's behind him.
I can't afford a persona, so it's a four on a three.
Too much smoke in the room.
There's too much smoke in the room. Though there's too much smoke in the room as it is. But if you fail, there's enough fire around you all that you don't get any advantage. Pushing him into it is likely to drag you in as well.
Okay.
Three.
Now that, three! It's funny because...
Did those two hit?
Yeah.
Your third one wasn't until it hit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But well, I don't know. But how could you couldn't plan that.
No.
Well,
I mean, I think it counts. I mean, the dice were bouncing against
I
each
don't
other.
Know.
I don't have a problem.
Okay.
You didn't want to kill your brother.
Kill you today.
I don't want to kill you.
Bronk is a nice villain.
I don't mind killing him.
I like Bronk.
No, this is Thor.
This is Thor's Bane.
Bronk was the guy with the...
So it's four on a three, so it's a difficult test for...
Is it Bethel Hawkeye? I missed it.
For second.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, you see a spot where the fires are licking up at a crate edge.
All right.
Volley two.
Well, I want to attack. I'm going to strike him. I've got my weapon ready.
No, he's drawing out his dagger.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dagger. So he's not going to use his sword, but he's going to stab you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like he's putting down his sword and
do we
down
do we not have to test for
no.
Since we're already engaged.
He's drawing his weapon.
Okay.
Takes two actions.
Okay.
He's going to give you an advantage.
So, I'm attacking with my sword. That's my sword skill is a four, right? Do I get an advantage die for having a longer weapon now?
That's not. It's the.
Well, he wastes his action drawing the dagger, though, right? Or is that what he did during the assess?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he does have an advantage now.
Yeah, because he's got the longer weapon.
Sword against knife, you're.
Plus one?
Sword
against
versus
knife.
Opponent's
plus
disadvantage.
Two.
Opponent's disadvantage.
Plus two.
So.
Yeah. Sword against knife, plus two.
Thor's thing is.
So I don't get two die, but he's got. He's got a difficulty.
Yeah.
His difficulty.
Well, no. Well, wait a minute. Your opponent's weapon. Positioning advantage. Well, you get plus 2D to your positioning, though.
Well, positioning.
Right, but we're not positioning right now.
We're already engaged.
Which is the ob penalty.
Are you?
Yeah. We're already engaged. You engage.
Positioning happens before the exchange starts.
Is positioning that, but can you reposition now to take advantage of that?
If you do an action that gives you the advantage or gives you a chance to win the advantage, yes.
Would that be, what, change stance? Or
no, it'd be like beat or one of the other ones.
Okay.
It's in the description of the actions.
So do I get any... How do you get more dice? I don't remember.
Aggressive stance will give you more dice.
I don't have aggressive stance. Right. So I've got a four on my sword, and that's it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get anything else.
Yeah.
Unless I want to burn persona, but since I've only got
need is
one.
No, that's not. No, but you need. You want a bunch of successes.
Yes.
As
yes.
many successes as possible. And I've got faith.
Faith?
I have faith.
Faith.
Okay. I have no faith.
Oh,
I just killed myself.
It shows.
Look at that. Nothing.
Well,
ones and twos. Ones and twos. I should not have tempted fate.
Oh, that's funny.
So his dagger's out now.
Yep. Volley three.
Volley three.
Strike.
Block.
Okay. So you roll your block.
And you roll your slide.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh?
Nothing. Singing George Michael.
Yeah, I guess it would be nice if I could hit your body. Not everybody has got a body like those, man.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll roll four dice again.
Ooh! Got two with a six.
I will probably burn.
None!
Well, one.
Sorry.
One. I will burn the fate.
Ooh, burn a fate.
Too many things.
Here.
Well, Andy Roy's nuts. Why do you want to burn the fate?
Because he can move it.
But you can do that with one success, unless you want to move it from his feet to his head.
Yeah, but he has to...
What did you present?
Oh, chest.
Well, he can move it anywhere with one success.
Oh, so I don't get any more damage?
No, he needs another success to do more damage.
That's fine.
Moving it just takes one to move it from...
Yeah, he wants more damage.
To raise it from an incidental hit to a mark hit depends on the weapon's add, which a sword is an add two, so you have to have two successes move it to incidental mark. Two more successes move it from mark to superb.
Six. So, nice!
Okay, so three.
So with three successes...
One success to hit.
One, and then the other two
the other
increase
two
the damage.
Increase it from an incidental hit to a mark hit.
Okay.
So it's actually a five on a one, right?
Well, yeah.
Roy, are you taking your dodge advantage for stride?
He hadn't.
For what?
Stride. Does that not count?
What section is that?
Engage.
Yeah, engage.
Gotcha. Armor roll?
Oh, I thought it was a problem.
Ugh!
There's
a one. Ooh, so he damages armor. Damage his helmet. Helmet? Did you move it chest. To his head? Or did
no,
you?
He didn't move
no,
it.
No, he moved it.
But his chest is now three dice. That makes it no better than the rest of his armor.
Nice. Keep presenting that, dude. Bang, bang, bang. Bonk, bonk in the head.
Yeah. This time we'll watch him go.
You're winning, Roy!
Yeah, you're winning.
Only because he dropped his weapon, decided to pull a dagger, and laugh at you.
Okay.
Yeah, we did this demo at the con, and Doug and I played it. And it was like, we're in the middle of fighting, I make my attack, and then it was after I make like my attack, and then Doug rolls his dice, and I think it was Tor who was running.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, by the way, you know, you use these dice, you can move it to his head. That fight ended pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, all right.
Move it to his head where he's not armored. Oh, okay.
Where was this when I was attacking?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't. That's right. He didn't say anything until
he's like, where do you want to hit him? I don't know. His leg. I want to slow him down. Yeah. So, good call.
Are we playing off the previous engage?
No, we didn't have to. He and I didn't have to engage because we both had the same weapon length.
Ah.
Now we will have to position.
Oh, since we're starting
start
a volley.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah.
And he's got a dagger.
So we're starting a new exchange.
And you get plus two dice.
I have four actions.
We're going to... Well, have you scripted?
Yeah, but why?
I'm just asking if you scripted.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have to position.
Right.
You have your speed.
Right. Which I believe is a five. Yeah.
Page 435 if you're following along at home.
And six.
Yeah, in the off chance.
And you have two dice. Your advantage from a sword against my knife.
Right.
And you have a better stride than me. So you get another die. Pretty much you're well suited to keep the advantage.
Okay.
So now we roll. This is a speed test. You already marked your sword test, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your perception test?
Yes.
Ooh, nice, Roy.
So, four.
And I got two successes.
And you have 1-6?
Yeah, I have 1-6.
This is for position.
Can I get anything more?
No, because you have position.
All right.
I'm at plus two odd to my actions.
Okay. Okay.
Because you have the advantage.
Because I have the advantage. And it has to do with the weapon length, right? That's why you get the plus two?
Yeah.
Right, plus two, because you have a knife and I've got a sword.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, volley one.
Block.
Faint strike.
Okay.
Block and feint don't result in any action.
Right.
Okay, block and feint. Is it...
Oh, I still...
It's block. Yours is two actions?
Yeah, he scripted two actions.
Okay, so it's block
his
against...
Feint. No, his no, block against block. My feint.
Oh, okay, right. Okay. So your opponent's action is feint.
Oh, that's
Roy.
Right, feint. That's
exactly. Did they feint two actions?
You get nothing. I feint you out of position, so your block doesn't get to happen.
Okay. Block and feint versus feint, no.
Possibly.
Block and your feinting versus his block. Standard skill test OB1. So you just... I guess you just test your feint against OB1. Is that right? Feint gets tested against OB1.
Alright.
Oh, good.
And that's versus my...
Nothing he's in.
It's OB1.
OB3. Because of my disadvantage.
So three on a three. Do you have to exceed it?
No. That is what I need to succeed.
So what's feint?
So you take an incidental three. A B3 wound.
A B3 wound.
Feint does damage?
Yeah. I trick him into moving his block to where I'm not going to strike him. So I strike him.
But does his armor count any of that off?
Superficial.
Yeah. You have to roll your armor.
Oh, okay.
Also.
All right. And my armor. Torso?
If that's what you're...
Yeah, presenting my torso.
Okay. What
three.
Kind of armor you have?
Leather.
Yeah. Three it is.
Three it is.
All you need is one success. I see one success. And two ones.
Yeah.
Armor's run.
Damn.
No, you got two dice in your armor, right?
Well, now you got to start presenting something else.
Yeah.
No, it only goes down one.
It just goes down one for once, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not one for each one.
Now the next.
That would be.
Yeah.
Rip.
Do I have any place on here to mark that? No, so I'll just say armor minus one.
Mm-hmm. Chest minus one.
Chest. Well, torso. Is that how you put it on here?
So we're basically matched at that point.
Not really, because his armor was better than yours.
Yeah, but still, I'm talking about
okay
breakthrough.
So you still got a strike.
Now I get a strike.
Yeah.
Ob one, ob three. Because he got the advantage. Not so lucky this time.
Okay.
Volley two.
All right. Strike.
Feint, strike.
Okay.
So what does strike do against feint?
Feint, I believe feint.
I think they just test separate.
Feint gets nothing against strike. Right. He's not defending me. I don't loosen his defenses. Yeah.
So I go straight
so
to him.
He goes straight against me, and that's it.
But I don't get any... I still get the advantage die for the weapon, though, right? The two die for the weapon.
No.
No?
We're not positioning these. When you have the advantage,
right.
I have a higher op.
Oh, okay. One.
You hit. What is your incidental on your sword? Only three.
B4.
Four?
Yeah.
B4? Okay.
Ooh. Three successes.
Ugh.
Eh. So
never play. Never game with a guy who sells dice for a living.
Do what?
No, I strike. My second action right. of the volley, I strike. One success.
Okay.
You roll your armor.
Okay. And it's down to two. Torso still.
Is that all you got armored?
Pretty much.
My head.
One.
Oh, nice. Nice.
But.
And a one. One.
Darn.
Now you'll present another part.
Yeah.
You don't have anything else to present?
Yeah.
Volley three?
I'll present my arm. Okay. Right arm. Great strike.
Ooh.
That's two actions.
Two actions.
Well, he's got two actions left because he's got four.
Mm-hmm.
I have a strike.
On the first action, you take a breath to set up your attack. You're effectively defenseless on this action.
And I strike.
Yep.
One six.
One success.
Okay.
So you're looking at a B3 unless you armor comes through.
Roll it now or
yeah.
Wait. Okay. Don't you need three successes? You're up to two.
You're right. Thank you. You're right.
So did last time, did he
take one of your armor back?
Yay! Look who's learning the rules. Good job.
Okay.
What about the time before? No?
Before we say it on the
time. Okay. A great strike is a lunging thrust, an overhand strike. Well, it's an overhand strike. That's the kind of guy Cole is. Great strike acts as a strike, but with two exceptions. It bypasses the block action, and it grants a bonus to damage or armor penetration. Choose before you roll. +1 to your incidental mark or superb damage.
Or +1 to your versus armor.
Or +1 to your versus armor rating. Do you have to choose incidental mark and superb? Or just
no,
say
no.
+1? Okay, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the +1 damage.
Okay, you still have to beat my armor.
So I have to beat your armor. Yes.
Which...
I would overcome the armor.
I'm only rolling 3 dice. Mm-hmm. I only have to get 1 success. If you make it versus armor, I have to get 2 successes.
Oh, okay.
Damage coming through.
Yeah.
I misunderstood that completely. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay. +1 to your armor versus armor. To your weapons versus armor rating. Okay.
So that'd be an plus obstacle 3 for him then.
Hmm?
So you'd need a 3 then. Or a 4 then.
Armor doesn't suffer that.
No, it's I get a +1 against his armor.
No. Mm-hmm. My ob penalty
right.
doesn't apply against my armor. Because my armor isn't part of my choosing. You just hit it and either it goes through or not.
Your
me hitting you... I'm out of position. It's harder for me to get to you. I have a higher op.
Okay.
So with his choice, you have to have a 2 now on your own.
I have to have a 2, and I'm still showing my chest.
Right.
Because it's the same as everything else at this point.
Right.
So I have 3 dice.
On a 2.
I have to get 2 successes to stop your blow.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good.
Come on, big money. Big money. Nice, a 6. A 4 and a 4.
4.
Move it to his head.
You have 3 successes.
You'll go fate.
No, don't move it. Just do more damage.
Well, he's already got Tony anyway.
He's got enough to make it a mark.
Mm-hmm.
Move it to his head.
1 to hit, 2 to make it a mark. His head's armored.
Oh,
it's the same armor.
It's the same. Yes. At this point, it's the same armor everywhere.
Yeah, because I dinged down his... Yes, please.
You want to keep attacking his chest because once his armor and his chest is gone, if he presents another target, you can always move it back to his chest.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
So I rolled a 1 and 2 successes.
Oh.
So it does damage your armor, though, right?
Yes, my chest is now only a 2 armor.
Okay.
He will start showing you his legs.
Okay.
Woo, baby!
Thank you.
Script for exchange 3.
Ready.
Make sure you don't attack more than your weapon can.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking for.
Does that carry over from the previous exchange?
Yeah.
The positioning does?
No, the number of attacks you get with the weapon. So, does the great block count as 2 attacks in the last round?
No. It's, you redo it every volley.
I think it's only 1, but I'm not sure about that.
Really?
Action.
It's 2 actions, but I think it's only 1. Yeah. I think it only counts for 1 attack on the weapon.
He's only got 4 actions. The other guy's got 5.
Right, he's got 4 actions, but because of the weapon speed, you can only attack so many times in a row.
You can attack 3 times in a row. But on your first action during a great strike, it takes 2 actions.
Mm-hmm.
So your first action is a pause, where you are essentially standing and ruling.
Oh, which would... reset your speed though.
Right.
So you're saying you only got 1 mark against 3.
Right.
Okay, I'm ready if you are.
Yep.
Volley 1.
Strike.
Change stance to aggressive and strike.
What's your second action?
No, that is. That's volley 1.
I have 2 volleys with 2 actions. He has 1 volley with 2 actions.
Sure.
So you're up first.
Great.
Make it count. What are you aiming for?
Well,
he's presenting his leg, right?
Yeah. The defender decides what part of his leg is exposed.
Is it a 2 or 4? Oh, it's a 2. I'm going to burn the fate.
Well,
if you got...
Actually, you have 2 successes.
Right.
1 to hit.
Right.
1 can move it.
Right.
2 would give you up your damage, but it wouldn't move it.
Right.
So you need three to move it, and you need four to move it and up your damage.
Right. You can move it right with what you have rolled.
All
right,
I'll just move it.
What is your incidental on your sword?
B4.
Okay. So you move it to my chest. I roll my two dice.
Okay.
And I roll
one.
A one.
Nice.
But I rolled a one.
But it's his leg, so.
I thought you moved it to his chest.
No, you moved it to his chest.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now his chest is one, right?
His chest is one, but I did get a success.
Did get a success.
You're cracking open the armor.
Like a big turtle.
And now's when he beats the living crap out of me.
Now's when he's like, okay, maybe my sword can spill your blood.
Second action.
Well, he's changing his stance. So now he's more aggressive, so you got a plus one?
Plus two.
It cancels out the obstacle for the positioning.
Right.
Not really, but it gives me a better chance.
Yeah. Right.
Plus two die, plus two up.
Yeah. So I need three successes to hit you.
Right.
And I'm rolling five dice.
Right.
And I got one success.
Ooh.
Only two.
Strike and block.
We forgot the position.
Get it, Roy!
But you have that many dice. Let's just watch that.
Okay.
Remember next volume.
Strike and block.
Strike and strike.
Okay. So we just roll strikes.
Our first strikes go straight up at each other.
Okay. Two!
I got two successes.
Oh, okay.
Not good enough. You got two?
Yep.
So you move it to his chest.
Yep.
And I roll my one die.
Oh, God!
So that was a success, I take it.
Yeah, yeah. And second action on volley two?
Block.
I have
for
a
me.
Strike. So we're reverses now.
Okay. So
your block.
My block, and is it still sword?
It's your sword.
Okay.
Three successes.
So you just need...
Well, I'm going to burn some fate.
Well, hold on.
No, my ob is three.
Oh.
Your one success takes one of mine away.
Okay.
I don't meet my ob. I failed it. You block my strike.
Okay.
Wait. I thought you said to overcome his successes. Plus two. Right? Your ob's plus two. It's his total number of successes
to
plus
hit,
two, right?
To hit someone, you need one success.
Right.
I have a plus two ob because he has the advantage.
Right.
So I need three successes to hit.
Well, but it's a versus test.
His block adds... I still need to hit him.
Okay.
His block takes away one of my successes or adds another ob depending on how you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to have four successes to hit him since he had one success on his block.
Okay.
I still have to successfully hit him. His block makes it harder.
Okay. I thought since it's a versus test, it's his successes and that's your target.
Plus a few other things.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got one plus the two that he's at right now.
As
right. So it's a three, and he had three. So okay. He didn't have a success.
I mean, I looked at it. I just didn't know.
Right.
Am I right?
As far as I know.
Right. Well, when you said one, I didn't know he only had one success. I thought you were saying it's one because it's always been one.
No. Okay. No. Four die, one success.
Okay.
Volley three?
Yes.
Strike?
Strike.
Strike.
Strike, strike,
strike, strike.
Strike.
He's got the minus four. Now.
Three.
And you got six.
So.
Four gives more damage, yeah.
One. Nice.
Nothing from me.
Okay. I am going to burn the fate this time.
To try.
Move and get damage. Yes!
Nice, both, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to roll another one?
No.
Yes!
No.
Didn't you just burn a fate?
I did.
That was the first six.
That was the first six.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. I thought you rolled another six.
Yeah. So I'll move it to your chest.
And I'll roll my one die armor.
And a one!
Nice!
Armor's gone. Armor's gone. He takes a wound. What is your mark?
Seven.
Eight.
B8.
B8?
Mm-hmm.
Your mark is a B8?
B8.
Holy mother.
You got like a two-handed sword or something? What are you fighting with?
No, long sword.
Oh, it's because of the power step.
Yeah. 4, 8, 12.
What's your power?
5.
So what kind of wound is that?
Severe.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Minus 3 dice.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, Todd's never going to let this down.
Hey, but in Thor's Bane's defense, he put down a sword and pulled a dagger.
Yeah.
I mean, no, not take anything away from you, Roy, but...
No, I understand.
He's like, he underestimated you and he paid the price.
He's a worthless human. I can take him with a dagger. I'm not going to spoil my ass.
You're like,
he's going to want to
crack you open like a lobster.
You bring a knife to a sword fight? That's the Chicago way.
Well, now you should great strike.
Mm-hmm. Now just drive your sword right through his
next
chest.
Volley.
Great strike,
next
strike, strike.
Next exchange.
Next exchange. So we need to...
Restrict.
Okay. So speed to 5. And plus 2 for weapon.
Hammer him.
Get him, Roy!
Your script.
Oh. Do we need to script first?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready. Fairly straightforward.
Okay. He's going to try and disengage. I say try because he's minus 3 dice.
Right.
He rolls his speed plus 1.
Here comes a persona, Roy,
which
for
is
completing your belief.
Would be 5 dice, so it's only 2 dice against your handful.
Right. So his interest, we're going to roll the engage, right?
Right.
But
well,
his
positioning,
right. But he's trying to disengage.
Right.
Okay. So
437, if you want to look at it.
437?
So what did you change the stance to?
Aggressive.
Aggressive. So 5 for my speed, 2 for my sword.
For the advantage.
And 1 for stride, right?
Yep.
Kind of fork in bloodlust wise.
Okay. If an opponent approves too much for you, can use
yes, right.
Speed with. So this isn't the same as vying for position.
Yes, it is. It's just if I win, I'm out of the engagement. You win, you're at your best advantage.
Okay.
Basically, he's trying to run away.
Okay.
1 success.
Ooh.
A lot more successes for you.
Nice.
That's
4. 5. Here comes the sun. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Okay.
All right. Volley 1.
Strike.
Strike, strike.
Okay.
Nice. So, 4 successes with a 6. And a 1. And a 5. 1 success.
1 success.
Oh, nice.
So, that's a move and a mark, right?
Yep.
Do you, what's he presenting? Leg or?
He's presenting leg.
Still presenting leg. Move it to the chest.
Which is unarmored.
Which is unarmored.
And fate. You have a fate?
There's a new one.
Need one.
Oh, so you've got it?
He's got a mark. He's going to give him another severe wound. Which collapses him.
Sweet! Yes! Yes!
Yeah, roll him into fire, get your cat, your case of grog, and get out of there.
Get your cat.
Pick up Todd.
Todd.
Get his weapons and armor and stuff.
I don't think I got time to get his armor.
Well, get his, not his sword, but get, like, his, you might, maybe.
I'll definitely take his sword and his,
Who's Todd's?
No.
The villains.
Yeah, Thor's Bane. His sword and his dagger. And grab Todd.
How about his helmet?
Take his head.
Take his ears. Roll his ass into the fire.
He is not dead.
Finish him.
Can I coup de grace him? Because I would really like to.
You most certainly can.
Persona, baby!
This might be my first one for completing a belief.
I kind of feel sad.
For an imaginary dwarf?
I don't screw that guy.
He's a piddly villain.
He was a bully.
Have you read his beliefs?
He's a bully. Came to me and said, I'm going to kill the elf, and if you don't help me, I'm going to kill you too. And I'm like... I don't even have a weapon.
And I don't even know that.
I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Okay. What do I need to do to kill him?
That's...
You kill him. He's
sweet.
He's helpless.
How bad's the fire?
Pretty bad.
Time to go.
No, just push him into the fire. Make sure he burns up. So get rid of the evidence.
Do I have time to take his sword, his dagger, and his helmet? I would like to take all that.
Great axe?
Oh, was it a great axe?
It was a great axe?
Well, it was a dwarven two-handed axe.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He does have a sword, too. And who tells? Who knows what's around those crates?
Well, I want his weapons right now. Trophies. Beer money.
Okay.
Beer money. Beer resources.
Fire is consuming this and many other warehouses.
Right.
Are you going to leave Finn there to burn?
Oh, no. I'll grab Finn, Finn out with me.
So I think...
This is
some kind of test here to get to do everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to add this into it, too.
Okay.
I would like to go back and try to find a keg of grog.
Okay, so you want to drag Finn out and come back and loot?
Not entirely loot. Loot with a purpose.
Right.
directed
pretty much loot.
Yeah.
And I figure it's got to be upstairs, which is going to make things difficult.
It's like a perception test?
So, are you grabbing his stuff
first? Like
a
link test, I would think.
I will grab his...
Maybe you can make
in the offshot chance that I'm going to be able to get a keg of grog, I'll just grab his axe and Finn.
Okay.
And drag Finn outside.
Are you still going to come back in?
And then I'm going to come back
in. Do like maybe a link test to spot the grog? And
oh, no, there's all sorts of things going on.
Yeah, nice.
Do that arson-wise. Maybe.
well, not if Finn's ass is on the line. Let's save Todd's character first.
I want to save Finn first.
Persona will save Todd anyway.
Right.
It doesn't matter because he's only unconscious right now. He's not close to
yeah,
well,
I
he hadn't
want,
brought him to the doctor yet.
I don't want Todd to have to spend a persona because my character's that
all
crazy.
I'm doing is just giving you a twin.
I know.
If Cole left Finn in here, he could die. Just because he's not dying from his wounds doesn't mean he can't die.
Look, if you let him stay in here and just get
charred.
A little well done, nobody will recognize him anymore. He wouldn't be after. He'd be worried.
Just make sure you flip him over so he both...
Do that to tell,
though.
Sorry, my voice is what leads me, buddy.
I got a new belief.
Okay.
Scar talent, though.
So I think we need a power test for you to drag him out.
Okay.
Or for the ease of lifting.
Right.
Which is linked into your speed test.
Okay.
Well, Talithel dropped his sword, too. Is that an issue? Or
Talithel?
Not Talithel. Finn. I mean, he was fighting. He dropped.
No, he collapsed. We can say he has hold of his sword since he's not...
Okay.
He's not unconscious.
He's not here to defend himself.
Go on without me!
Followed by a speed test to see how quickly you get out, which will be linked into your perception test when you come back in.
Okay.
Which determines how much time left you have left to look around.
Okay. So power, speed, perception.
So if he screws the power, then it's harder for the speed.
Right.
And if he screws the speed, then he's getting harder for the... Yeah.
And if I screw both of them, it makes perception nigh impossible for
him. No, actually, you could have a link test where all the tests link to one event.
Mm-hmm.
This is a chain.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what is my ob for the power? He's a skinny elf.
Yeah, he's
wearing
skinny
armor.
Wearing armor.
But it's skinny armor because he's an elf.
But he's not elven armor.
And he has a
pick. He doesn't have elven armor?
Nope.
He's an armor. No, he's a weaponsmith.
He's a weaponsmith.
That's right. He's a weaponsmith. Okay.
So, ob 3 on the power test.
Okay.
Ob 3.
And how many dice you roll?
5.
He's going to burn.
Oh, he need to burn a fate.
Yep. Yes!
So now you're plus one die on your speed test.
Okay, my speed's a 5, so that makes it a 6.
Which is op 3.
You're still alive,
which is also op 3.
Because the warehouse is burning down. You want to do it quickly.
Right.
Finn.
Are you updating Todd?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did drag him out first.
Run a 3.
Shut up, 20 minutes.
Okay, so routine tests aren't good for stats. Okay.
The roof is on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this will make a difference on my speed testing. It's five. It'll be a five on a three again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At five plus one, six.
Correct.
But still five on three.
Well,
it'd
be
test
six
purposes.
On three, which is
well,
routine.
Yeah, it's even more routine.
Yeah. And yet.
Three! Three sixes!
Nice.
Okay.
Well, there's a die behind you.
Oh. Okay.
So, you drag Finn out in good order.
Okay. And now I've got a...
Dwarven axe clutched in one hand.
Right.
Finn in the other.
Right.
Which is part of the ob. Now you rush back in and try and look around.
Okay.
To find yourself a keg of nog.
Perception is a four. Plus one.
Plus
from
one.
The...
From
the last test. Okay.
Because you got back in with a little time to spare.
Right.
Your obstacle is five.
Oh, man.
You had alcohol-wise?
I really want that.
If you fail...
Yeah?
It's on fire.
You see, you across the smoky room, you see what you are sure is a keg of nog.
Yeah. But it's on fire.
No.
No?
You see what is sure is a keg of nog.
Oh, okay.
You run across and grab it and get out.
That's not.
I'm five. Okay.
It's spring water.
Loot-wise!
It's...
Ooh! Can I fork in loot-wise?
You can't fork it in.
I can't fork it in? Oh, because skills don't help on stats.
Well, skills don't get forks. Only
right.
Skills get forks.
Balls.
Now you could make it a link test. What is it about loot-wise that's going to aid you in this?
He's looking for the...
I know how to discern which loot is better than other loot.
You're looking for the most...
Because a nog
the
barrel...
The most expensive kind of
nog
loot.
Barrels are...
Distinct.
Distinct. Packaging. Yeah, they're packaged.
Well, that would be almost grog-wise. Or
no, they're... Nog is...
Nog-wise.
Nog right. Is actually packaged in special barrels because, you know, it's sort of like bourbon.
It's bonded.
It's yeah,
it's dipped in it's dipped in red wax.
No, the kegs are actually made out of a special hardwood.
Asbestos.
Well, we know that.
That would be an easy nog-wise, but a hard loot-wise.
So
I was thinking
more.
Why don't you open nog-wise? Is it more than a one?
It would be the same.
It will only raise.
It would be
your
the same.
Score. If you fail, it only raises your obstacle to six.
Yeah.
So, what is it you want?
I was wanting to be able to discern loot-wise to say, okay, there is a degree to the loot in front of me. Some is worth better, some is worth worse.
You want to grab the best thing.
I want to grab the best thing, and I would assume nog would be a keg of nog would be better than any other alcohol in there.
So, no longer going for the keg of nog, you just want the best thing in the room.
Which he hopes is the keg of nog.
Which I hope it's the
best. Hey, but if it's better to keg of nog, you're still making out okay.
Yeah.
It's the dwarven armor.
Well, that would be details.
What's left of it.
Yeah.
Ob 3.
Ob 3 on a 2. Loot-wise, it's a 2.
Succeed and your plus one die on your perception test.
Yep.
If you fail.
To spot the nog.
Right. If I fail.
Fail, you see,
I
what,
see something that
you
I,
see something bright and shiny
and go for
are
it.
Harder for you to spot the nog on your perception test.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to burn a persona on this because I'm going to save it. I only got one left, so I'm going to save it for the next one. Hoping for a six.
Mm-hmm. I don't think perception's open anymore.
Oh, it's not open.
No.
No. Open for a six. It's a three?
Yes.
Got a six! And it's... Damn it.
That's it.
Got a three. Okay, I will still burn the fate.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright. So
you're
hoping...
One six chance.
How many does he need?
Three.
Oh, he needs three.
One and six chance to get a six, which gives him a...
He's got a 1 in 36 chance of making this.
Depends on how many.
He's
got to
roll
six. The thing all
and then
together.
He's got to roll
another
four,
six.
Five, or six. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so
he's got a
1 in 12.
One in
six. Damn.
Six and two.
Okay. So we're back to perceptions of four. I still really want to get it, so I'm going to burn my persona.
So, yeah, you see a golden statue that distracts you. Be glad you're not going after it, Mr. Dwarf.
Ooh, greed.
And it's really hot from the fire.
So, that's five, and it makes it six now, right?
That's right. Okay. So he does the Indiana Jones Nazi thing, grabs the statue and burns his hand.
No, he's watching the statue saying, maybe I should take that.
So now I end up grabbing something that if I don't make the test, assuming if I fail, I grab a barrel that I think is Nog.
Well, can he get an advantage because he knew that they had Nog up there, up the stairs?
Upstairs is included in his perception test.
Right, but get a bonus.
Eh. That's a lot of ones.
Yeah, traitors. You got a six, you only need
three more?
Four more. Six is more.
Because he failed to let the previous one. Yeah. Failed the previous link. That's a lot of tests, good. Though. You got a lot of tests tonight, though, Roy.
So I did a loot wise. Another perception, and that one was
that should be challenging.
A five on a seven, right?
Six.
Speed or perception?
Perception. The second.
I already recorded this. I think I recorded the speed test earlier. Oh, speed test didn't matter earlier because it was routine.
Right.
Okay, I grabbed that barrel.
All right.
Yeah, if it's booze, it's booze. Been nice getting nogged though.
As the warehouse district burns
you
to the ground.
You would have cried watching me drink that nog, too.
Greed is a sickness.
So now what you do is you take Todd's sword until he pays you.
Greed is a sickness. I will not succumb.
Alright, I grab a barrel. I run outside.
That's awesome.
Ralph's Todd.
Take Todd's sword until he pays you.
Well,
what do we do?
Todd is in bad shape.
Okay, well, I need to get him out of here.
Mm-hmm. Or rather, Finn is in bad shape. Several cuts.
I need to get Finn out of here. Try to get him to the doctor. Try to get him to the doctor's house.
There are several rock snakes running around the area.
Oh, good, I've been identified. More people to kill later.
So it's going to take you some time to work your way.
Are any of them? Do I see any of them? Obviously, eyeballing me.
Do you?
Perception test.
Observation.
Have I opened observation yet? Oh yes, I have.
You're learning it, or you've opened it?
I'm learning it. Observation is based on perception, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so four double obstacle.
Yep. Oh, well, thanks. I had Thor's Bane wise I was working on here. I had opened up.
Yeah, they're not being very stealthy in there.
Okay.
There's a fire going on. Did you get a success?
Two successes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a six.
Yes, you are being eyeballed. From a safe distance. You have a dwarven axe in your hand. And a dead elf, apparently.
Yeah.
Be conspicuous. Show off your pride on killing their leader.
Intimidation.
Do it.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, intimidate.
Well, let's hold off on that.
Okay.
You have...
Well, I do have an axe now. And I've got axe. I've got axe.
Ooh, even better.
It's a two.
Is this the same guy that started this game who really was debating whether he wanted to get into this? And now it's...
I was like, I'm going to intimidate all the rock snakes now.
I'm invincible. Hey, your armor's still damaged.
Armor's still damaged, I know.
Okay, so you have a long, arduous trip from here to the doctor's
Weighted
house.
Weighted down with a keg.
And an elf. Sword. And an elf in armor.
And an axe.
An axe. Not a sword. Your sword, but...
Yeah.
So, you struggle on through the rest of the night, through the day, and you get to the dwarf's house.
Is that big?
You pound on the door.
Nobody's home.
You pound on the door. pound on the
door.
And you wait longer than you...
I do.
You wait so long that you know he's not there, because he never lets you wait this long.
I have a key. It's called a dwarf axe.
That is true.
Are you going to break down the door
to find no doctor inside?
Yeah, no, I don't want to. I want to be able to get him. I want to be able to get him to the nearest clinic,
which is on the docks.
Yeah,
which is where I was.
No, you're on the way. You were the.
No,
warehouse.
I was in the warehouse. In the warehouse district.
You were well, which is near the docks. Than you were to the. You were nearer the docks than you were to the dock. Sure.
But if you go back to the docks, you'll find docks.
Yeah. My concern was the fight taking so long that it was just going to be me tonight. Now I don't want to do that to these guys who have been 2 weeks.
You selfish bastard.
So stop talking about it.
Jesus. Okay.
I want it on record.
Keep talking, Roy. It's all about you.
For the dozens.
Somebody's
for the,
going for workhorse.
For the scores of, for the scores of listeners out there.
And Roy's mom.
Oh, she doesn't listen to this.
Roy's just playing Jeff tonight.
So do we have any beliefs for the night, gentlemen? What is their timing?
It is 8:25.
All right. Do we have any beliefs for the night?
And you told us we could.
I have the same ones I changed last
time. As far as everyone was, as far as the rest of the table was concerned, you were leaving to go to the Shadow Chaser to requisition it. And go chase after.
And right, we had gotten the requisition. We had actually gotten
gotten
Jason had gotten the paperwork,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Chase Talithel.
You had everything in order, and were on your way to disadvantage the Dwarven captain.
But I had the dinner with Maria.
I want to make a perception check,
so I couldn't go. All right.
You are going to have dinner with Maria. That's on your schedule, but it's not time for that yet.
Okay.
Do I have time to go with them?
Sure. Maybe you can make some more purple and green lights.
We'll see what happens.
Can I change a belief based upon...
Yeah, I'm asking for beliefs.
Yes. I would like to change a belief here. I had... and two of them kind of overlap. I had before we started the whole fight thing, I will warn my daughter of Admiral Flynn's trap, and then my third belief was I will use any means necessary to protect Captain Madrada from Admiral Flynn. And I think those two kind of overlap. And I won't be able to warn him tonight, I don't think. What I'd like to do is change one to...
Depends on how long Roy talks.
Shut up, Roy. I'd like to change my first belief into the seas are dangerous. I need Cole and... Finn to come with us. Because I think they're the only swordsman we have. Well, no, you're okay, but or I need Cole to come with me. Just give me a reason to try to find him and bring him back into the and get us back together.
Right, but he's already trying to find you.
That's okay. Well, I don't want Cole to come with me. I'm going to try and hide from him.
Suicidal maniac. Stay away from him.
I'm good. That's fine. Okay. I think I can kind of make... I got no, belief number two. All right, my beliefs are... I will warn Madrada of Admiral Flynn's trap. Number two, the rock snakes need guidance. I will mentor them on what it means to be a dwarf. Number three, I will use any means necessary to protect Captain Madrada from Admiral Flynn. And my oath is to protect Sir Shane's secret and Senzio.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still ongoing.
Next...
Okay, I changed the one about Maria and Ethan's poison, since that's not going to come into play until later. So, my beliefs officially are women may fill my time and coin purse, but never my heart. Married women may be teased or charmed, but I will never get physical with another man's wife.
Attaboy.
Number three, I will accompany and protect my friends using magic if necessary.
Nice.
Ooh. You gonna do a card trick?
Yeah. Instincts.
Are you changing any?
I might have changed one in the past 2 weeks online.
Okay.
Never pass an opportunity to obtain gold or favors. Use charm and wit to distract, and always talk my way out of fights. I think okay. I changed the first one.
Yeah. All right. Next.
The lion must be caged. Catch him. Inform Xander without revealing yourself or him.
Inform Xander of what?
That we're going after the lion.
Okay.
You can talk your way out of any problem. I did change an instinct. Number one, keep your sword coated in poison. Number two, when cornered, lie, and lie some more. And number three, trust no one.
Number four, see number three.
Mm. Okay. Jason, do you got any changes?
I'm going to change one. First one that I've got is I will turn Nora against Maria. And then the special request for Brian Fellow, I'm not changing those two. But Senzio is a true fan. I will not let you delay in his protection.
Nice.
Okay, Roy, you got anything?
No. Well, I haven't changed anything since last time because I was starting the fight this time. So
now's your chance.
Well, give yourself a persona.
Yeah. Well, I'll do that at the end.
No, I'm saying right now, give yourself a persona.
Oh, okay.
So we can start the session.
Oh.
Officially. Because all this prelude crap with your little fight
was just from last week.
Is just, you know,
anyway,
leftover.
Moving on.
I wanted to be able to say at the end that I get persona.
You just did. Yay!
Yay.
Okay.
What did you want to say at the end?
I get persona.
Okay, now cut that out and put it at the end.
Mark this.
Damn
spot.
Editing. Okay. But no, I haven't even
magic
thought about
radio.
Changing all that shit. So
put it on a loop.
Right. Just sing out if you come up with one.
Okay.
I'll just say yay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Dwarf, sir.
Mr. Dwarf, sir. I have an instinct.
Mm-hmm.
We're heading to save Senzio. I want to make my life difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I want to perceive that the docks are on fire. And where there's fire, there's wounded people. And I have an instinct to help the helpless. So I want to go help the helpless. In particular, the rock snakes.
You want to help the rock snakes?
Yes, because they're just misguided.
Says who?
Says me! They just had bad dwarven advice. They need a real dwarf to explain them what it means to be a dwarf. That's my belief. I want to go help the helpless and help the rock snakes. And make my life difficult in the process because I was going to go save Senzio.
Once you get out of the new city and into the old city, heading down towards the docks, your satchels in hand, ready for your voyage, there is an apocalyptic cloud of smoke coming from the warehouse district.
Let it go, Roy.
Oh, this is bad, Bemis.
Apocalyptic.
No. There are people.
No, there are people in need of help now. No.
Senzio will wait. We must go. We must help the people in the warehouse district. There are drunks who will be passed out, who will not know that they are burning.
What will be buying? Cole will be fine. He's okay. He's been there before.
I am not worried about Cole. I'm with the helpless. Cole is a killing machine. Have you not met the man?
You talk about the guy that's laying down. What does he do? Burp?
I want to go. I need to go.
We go to the docks. Senzio is more important.
No.
Senzio is important.
You go to the docks.
Okay,
give me
papers. I will go to the docks.
You have the papers.
Did I give them to you?
No, I think you've got the papers. I think you got them.
Very well. I will go save Senzio. If you're not in the boat in 5 minutes, I'm leaving.
No, you cannot leave.
That's speed race.
No, you cannot leave. Get the ship repaired. I will go help as many as I can.
I'll meet you guys at the ship.
This is going. Senzio is more important. Let the poor people die.
Need you to come and help me.
No.
You cannot leave.
No.
I want to convince him to come with me. I want to convince them to come with me to help the helpless.
DLW.
Yep.
Do it.
This is not a simple versus test.
Oh, awesome. Yeah!
Duel of Wits! Scripting?
So,
really? This is Duel of Wits?
Okay. You want something, and he wants something.
And
completely
incompatible.
So range and cover?
Yeah.
I shoot him! Okay, Duel of Wits.
Sorry, Doc. I want what Jason wants. I want what Talbot wants.
J- just for a quick reference, I can use oratory in this debate due to the fact there's Doug and Joe to influence in this. As a group. Because it's actually a
it depends
group
on what,
decision.
It depends on what side they're on. I mean, it's not...
Well...
Depends on what side they're on. Well, I got something for you. Where'd the papers go? Go save the town!
What's Ethan on?
Leave. I said, I'll meet you guys at the dock. I want to go.
Do you not want to be... If you just take off, then you won't be part of the scene.
That's fine. I'll just take off. Because I don't want to be bound to go to the docks, and I don't want to be bound to go to the ship. I want to go to see Xander.
You're not bound to anything. Because you're not in the Duel of Wits.
Oh, so I can help him convince...
No. You can't help. You can't help because then you're bound.
Well, he can help both of you. It depends on what the terms of the agreement are.
He'll be bound once he jumps in.
He doesn't have to be bound. It depends on what the terms of the agreement are. If your terms are all of us must go to the warehouse,
then
joining in would commit him to the decision. If your statement is must go, or me and Talithel must go,
right,
then he's not bound to that decision.
No, see, there was no conflict when I said I'll go, because he said, see ya.
No, actually, he said no to begin with.
No, he said, I'll see you on the ship.
He got to see you, but yeah.
No. I was saying, if you go, I'm taking the boat without you.
We need help. I need help, so I need as many people to come with me as possible, so I want everyone to come with me.
There may be ladies in trouble.
On a boat for 2 weeks. They look good with beards.
He's not helping his cause.
Yeah.
Hey, he's going to be at the party with me anyway.
Not if you're all on the boat.
Yeah. I've got more ladies than I can deal with.
So, what is your position?
My statement of purpose?
Yeah, extras. Some extra dice.
Yes. What is it you want to need?
Just dice.
Here. What do you want to get out of this? And by that I mean, what is your absolute goal? Not compromise, that comes at the end of the duel, but if Talithel has his exact way, verbatim, this is what happens. That's your statement of purpose.
There will be no delay. Senzio was our main purpose to begin with. I got the papers. I've helped you up to this point. Senzio's always been your first. Why change now? That's my statement.
Well,
no delay.
But what happened?
What do you want the result to be? What do you want the outcome?
Everyone goes to the dock.
Right now. Ignore the fire.
Ignore the fire. Just get everybody on the boat and get out.
So, everybody sail?
Yeah.
All four of you sailing away? Or
we've got things.
Okay.
We're going to take care of.
I'm just clarifying.
Jeff,
so,
Finn, if that's...
They're not here.
So Jeff and Ethan.
Get
the doctor and Ethan.
Us, Cole, and Ethan. Did you see that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Briggs, but I'm already wanting to go.
On the boat?
Yep.
Well, you won't be back for the party.
You'll miss your dinner date with Maria.
And you'd be a hero. Well, I'll save it.
Yeah. But that's fine. I mean, do what you want to do, really.
But he's got a belief on each one.
I don't think you have a belief that suffers by not being with Maria.
No, I'll change that one. But we made that poison.
Yeah, but
we can get it to her the night of the party.
So your goal is to get all the party all the members who are going on the boat without delay.
Correct.
Gotcha. What is the doctor's desire?
The doctor's statement of purpose is that we must all go to save as many people as possible until the fire is under control.
So you want everybody to go to the docks?
I want you all to come and help me.
Warehouse.
To the warehouse. Well, to the warehouse district.
Right.
To save as many people as we possibly can.
Okay.
So now... Those of you who are not engaged in this can step back and not participate if you don't want to be obliged to follow one of those beliefs. Yeah, or you can stick around and participate on whichever side you want to win.
I mean, I've got one too.
When it's appropriate.
Top right-hand drawer.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
You're not going to engage?
I'm not going to
engage.
You want one of
these?
I'm going to help.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You want it?
So, if I were to help, and by helping I mean force a compromise, then in the compromise, conceivably, I can still go on my own way.
No.
You don't get to make the compromise terms.
Right, but if there's a compromise, then the compromise is presumably something about going to the warehouse and then going to the ship, or some of us going to the warehouse, some of us going to the ship. Either way, I'm bound to go to the warehouse or the ship.
Oh, I don't want to be left behind. I don't want the ship to leave without me also.
Okay.
So if I help, I'm either going to the warehouse or I'm going to the ship.
From what they said, yeah.
Okay, then I'll take off.
Okay. To the ship?
No. To find Xander.
Gotcha.
To the candle shop.
Well and good.
You guys fight it out. I'll be back. Let me know who won.
Whose side are you on? You're not going to help your fellow man. Some numbnuts lit the district on fire and you're just going to let all these people burn.
Okay, so we now need to develop your body of argument, which is your will plus your dueling skill roll.
Okay, my dueling skill is Stentorious Debate.
Oratory, I think, is mine.
Okay.
Are we just just add them up?
Roll and make it fun.
Roll, because it's not. If it was a big deal, you just add them in.
Okay.
So if it was not a big deal,
my will is a B6.
So you're rolling six plus your die. You have six plus your die.
Okay. My will is gray six.
This is a six. Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't do very well. Oh, and Jason does very well. I get one success, so I've got a...
10-7.
7.
These orange slices make me wish I had vodka. Mm.
That non sequitur brought to you by Stoli's.
Roy's liver.
From beyond the grave.
Sorry. I call my liver pate.
Pate. He's yummy.
So now you script the actions you wish to take for the three volleys. They're grouped for you in attack actions, defense actions, and other actions. You may want to reference a book to make sure that you know what it is you're doing with some of those skills.
Well, on this chart, they're all detailed, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. In that case, you might want to read them.
Yes, just in case.
Any viewers want a page to read along with?
Oh, I'll take one.
Thank you kindly.
388 in the book.
388?
Yep.
That would be Burning Wheel Gold, 388. For those of you on the bus, we're sorry.
On the bus?
Yeah,
from their book?
Away from their book.
Ah, I see.
Or maybe they took the buck on the bus with them. I don't know.
I do. And by bus, I mean my own car.
Do you read the book while you're driving?
Yeah.
Prop it up on your
no,
knees?
No, I don't.
He records himself reading at night, so in the car he can listen to it.
I make my own
audiobooks.
With my own voice.
And I must say, I'm a good reader.
I must say.
I keep telling myself it will be true. Apparently we're all just trying to fill dead air while the guys decide what they're going to do.
Oh, I know what I want to do. Well, I'm just going to... Yeah, sorry. I got
it. Apparently Jeff has changed his mind.
There we go.
Are you scripted, Jason?
Yep.
Are you scripted, Jeff?
I'm scripted.
All right. First exchange, volley one.
Point.
Point.
If we do not go, people will die. We must go now. We can always go later. Centaurus debate. Help to it. Forked in ugly truth.
And Talithel says?
Senzio has been your first priority. Why change now? Let's save the boy. The town will save itself.
Okay.
Hold on. Can I help?
You say something.
I'd like to say that Senzio is the boy that you raised. He's pretty much your kid. And you're wanting to go rescue these strangers before your own kin? Persuasion.
Persuasion to help Talithel.
Oh.
Ooh, two sixes.
Does Phil Burns of Fate?
Three.
No, I don't.
No?
Centaurus debate. It's open-ended.
No, three. Oh, no, you got your gray.
He's got gray.
Yeah, four.
Four.
I'll go ahead and they're both. Fate.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
I mean, what were you throwing there?
I've got
four. Oh, we don't know the obstacle yet, do we?
Should be four versus.
It's versus, isn't it?
There is no obstacle for a simple point. They're just damage to the other opponent's argument.
It's
when
it's
they
best for you. Right? This thing is routine for his helping die.
Ooh! Yeah. And it goes again!
That's...
Oh, six. That's right. I can't forget it. I keep forgetting he's gray.
Six versus a four?
Oh, my God.
Is that right?
No. It's just a routine.
Six. No, it's 6 points straight to his body of arguments.
The test is a routine test.
Yeah. No.
Oh, well, I've lose four.
Yeah.
Yes.
So 6-1.
Yep.
There will be a compromise.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me. All right, so we'll get to test that. So mine was a... But that's a challenging for me, right?
No,
it's all routine.
It's not against his. That one's just...
Oh, because it all goes through? Routine test, and routines don't help on me. Okay, how about... Next volley is point.
Point.
Oh, this is brutal.
Let me quick.
One, two,
quick
three, four, five. I say,
if you come and help me, everyone will know. The name Talithel will be spread throughout the land as the savior of the docks of Emporios. You will be lauded as a hero.
Stentorious debate. Mm-hmm. Soothing platitude.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
A beauty and a hero.
Okay, mine is, we only have 2 days to catch a friend whom you own a life debt.
Ooh. Hold on. Did Briggs say anything?
You own a life debt to this?
Lots of women.
On a boat.
Oh, I meant to throw in Briggs in there, too. I was like,
and you will be famous, too, because you helped in the women. They will swoon.
Yes. I'm very Spanish there. They will swoon. 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 Savoon. They'll like ya.
Swoon you?
They'll swoon ya.
What the hell does swoon you mean?
They'll swoon ya all night long, baby.
Look, Doc, I've got lots of experience with fires. And I can tell by the way the smoke and the wind's blowing.
Falsehood.
This is absolutely not a massive threat to the town. This is not.
Falsehood.
Otherwise known as...
Yeah. Okay, this is how Dulowitz ends quickly.
I want somebody to forge a connection with me.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Four.
That was 18 also.
Mm-hmm. Four... But I think I'm done anyway. Five. So five goes through, but I'm at zero.
So one to zip.
That's pretty good. That's a compromise. A straight up compromise.
That's a major compromise.
Hold on. So that, since those are both points, there's no points or no testing of the skills.
No, routine.
Okay, here's the compromise I propose.
You go your way, you go your way, you both...
No, because I do want to go, and he can't leave without me.
Mm-hmm.
We save one rock snake. And then we leave. We get one rock snake,
Who's wounded? The first wounded Rockstick we find. Who's unconscious? We don't have to convince somebody to come with us. We save an unconscious Rockstick and we go.
First wounded we find. You could save them, and we'll hit the boat.
I want it. I have a belief. I want a rock snake.
This isn't character talk now.
This is just a talk. I've got a belief. I want a rock snake, so I can try to convince him to.
Because now we as players, neither one of you gets exactly what you want.
Right.
Right, but what he wants is to get his belief.
Why is that a bad thing?
He wanted this. His goal for Duel of the Wits was to stay as long as the fire was a danger.
Okay.
He's not going to get that. He's going to leave while the fire is still burning.
But the whole time, player-wise, we were arguing, or character-wise, he never brought rock snakes into that thing. I could care less who he saves as long as he just saves one person.
Right, but see, we're not talking about... The resolution of the Duel of Wits is not a character process.
Right.
The resolution of the Duel of Wits is a player process. Uzkul can't get what he wants. Talithel can't get exactly what he wants, even though he won. So he can't make them go to the docks right this very instant. He must in some way compromise. He could... make the dock go and Talithel go save people until the fire's out would be an optional compromise. Doesn't help Jeff's belief, but that's not the point necessarily.
Tell him he's got 10 minutes. I want to go now.
Can't dictate that, though. He can't. It's a compromise. He can't dictate. You got 10 minutes.
That could be the compromise.
That's the compromise. He wouldn't go now.
I mean, is that a reasonable compromise? I mean, can I get to the wharf? I mean, as long as it took him to get back, can I possibly get to the wharf and find somebody and help them in 10 minutes before they leave?
Whatever reasonable amount of time is to get there and back.
Take them with you.
Who?
Whoever you find. Treat them on the boat.
Oh, I would, but I have to be able to carry them. I mean, I don't know if I can necessarily carry somebody back. I mean, I'm going to need help.
Calathel's got to come with you and help.
Yeah, well, help.
So yeah, okay, we'll find one rock snake and bring him with you. That way you won't have to...
We'll do the first wounded, and I'm going to look for a rock snake. I want to do a perception check to make the first wounded we find a rock snake. Okay, but we'll do the first wounded, but they come with us and we'll take them on the boat. If we have to.
No, is taking them on the boat part of it, or just...
Or if I can help them, but without putting them on the boat, but if they're a rock snake, I want them to come with me. Because okay. I want to play my belief.
Okay, well, that doesn't need to be part of the compromise.
Right, right.
That'll be between you and the rock snake if you find it.
Exactly.
Okay, so make sure I understand this. The compromise is they're going to go and find one person.
They must help.
You must help one person. When they get to the scene,
to salve the doctor's conscience, they must find and help one person.
Right. And so Jeff's going to try to make a perception test to see, okay, that one person is him, and he's a rock snake.
Right.
And if he succeeds...
But that's after the
conference. I know. But if he succeeds, it's a rock snake. If he fails, he thinks it's a rock snake.
Or no, it's just a guy. It's the first guy we find.
Okay.
I'm not successful. We find somebody, and then I try to save him.
Okay.
But if it's a rock snake, then I want to bring the rock snake with us. Which, right. So.
Does the rock snake want to go with you?
Doesn't have to. That's why I'm hoping he's unconscious.
Or he soon will be.
No, he'll be dead!
Okay.
It's 9 o'clock. That's a pretty quick Duel of Wits. See how we just whipped through that Duel of Wits? That was nice. Jason
crushed you in the first round.
I wouldn't call it a crush. 1-0 is not a crush. 1-0 is a substantial compromise on both sides.
Only because you can't go to negatives.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
It's not a crush. Hey, stop thinking D&D, boy. All right? We don't go to -10 here.
Okay.
Ours go to
But you were at 1 after the first argument.
And what was Jason after the second? 1. Major compromise.
Yes, major compromise.
Hey, that's all right. Live through Jason's character. That's okay. If it makes you feel better. Live through his character and his arguing ability. He's nice. If we're going to argue, I want him on my side.
Mm-hmm. In a crowd.
In a crowd. Especially in a crowd.
Now, one-on-one negotiations, not so good.
They did pretty good then.
Well, crowd, I
except Briggs helping him out.
Hold on. That's loyalty.
We're in a hurry.
Okay, so
look, there's a boat over there. You want to catch it?
So the three of you Is that acceptable compromise to you, Jason?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So the three of you head off to the warehouse district to rescue somebody. Ethan heads off to talk to Xander. You get to him. He happens to be in the shop. What do you wish to convey?
Is he alone?
It'd be funny if the first person I found was Thor's Bane, and I found that he was dead and he had his throat cut, which I thought would be brilliant. Yeah, but
anyway, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Take him back on the boat. I know I can save him.
Sorry, go ahead.
Xander, we have a problem.
Yes. Yes, we do.
I'm sorry to barge in on and out, but we have a problem.
Yes, we do.
I talked to Walter.
Okay.
He told me where the lion is.
All right.
The lion's on the ship with Cinzio.
Okay. That's not the problem I had in mind. You'll need to take care of that.
The doctor is arranging transportation in a fast boat for us to catch him.
Good. Well, here's my problem. I've been going over the sketches, the etchings you made for me.
Right.
There's not enough detail here.
Okay.
There's a key code missing. I'm pretty sure it was on the hilt.
I still have access to the hilt.
Out of game, Cinzio has the hilt.
Oh, Cinzio has the hilt. Oh,
or actually, Madrider has the hilt for Cinzio.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
then our problem... Falsehood!
Falsehood, roll it!
Then our problem is aligned, because I know where to get the hilt.
And we need the blade as well. I think there's details missing.
Does he know that?
What?
Do you know that Cinzio has the blade?
I know he has the hilt.
I think you all were at the dock when it was given
to
you.
We gave him the sword.
I'm not sure about that, though.
I think you do. That's all right. I was thinking. Okay. You probably do.
Yeah, because when we were walking back from the docks, that's when I went and turned the flower pot to arrange the first meeting.
That is not good at all. Because from what you say, the lion had access to all of this. So if he sees that hilt, everyone on that ship might be dead.
Dun, dun, dun!
Then I better hurry.
Then where's the ambassador?
What little I have picked up from trying to decipher the hilt, it has some bearing upon our late queen.
The Queen of Renat?
Yes.
So you think that this information would lead us to who assassinated the queen, or why she was assassinated, or you don't know, you just think it leads to...
Well, out of game, I hadn't thought she was assassinated, but... Oh. Sure, why not? No, I'm not sure. There's some details about her that I don't have the cipher.
Do you want to make a note? Queen was assassinated.
I'm not sure what the details are. Like I said, I don't have the code key that's on the hilt to decipher the message.
Okay.
But what I can pick out from my years of experience is that it has something to do with our queen.
Okay. I'll get it. I'll report back to you with it when I get back from saving Cynthia.
But can you trust this guy?
This guy?
Yeah.
Yes, implicitly.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's his relationship.
Spies.
Oh.
He's my handler.
Hello, nurse.
Hello.
Now I know why you wanted to go with the alone first.
Is there any chance you will be... can get to the Port of Lost Hope?
That's where Cinzio's ship was headed, right?
Yes.
Yes. Possibly, that's where the ship was headed.
Well, that's where you need to deliver the sword and hilt. He gives you the contact information of the agent that is in the city.
Okay.
Of Lost Hope.
So stepping back for a second...
Sure.
I remember that Todd's character had the hilt and put it in his workshop somewhere, right? Because he made the sketching and then he stuck it up somewhere?
He cleaned it up and... And yeah, it's in his workshop. As best as I remember. You going to make a side trip?
I can get you that hilt right now. Or I can get you the blade right now.
It needs to be delivered to Lost Hope.
Okay.
With the hilt.
Right. Okay, I'll go get the blade.
So, you will take care of this?
I will take care of it.
Go on the grace of Renan. Or some other passing... greeting that is treason inside these city walls.
Okay, I'll head to the fort.
Not an issue.
It's on fire.
Someone of your skill to sneak into Finn's meager belongings and take the sword away.
Oh, boo.
Okay. I'll wrap it up in something and carefully and stick it in my backpack.
The entire forge quarter is busy. They're all the forges are going. Probably why you had such an easy time sneaking in, because they're all, everybody seems to be at work.
Because they're ordering blades from everybody. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let cry.
So
I'll borrow the blades, take my backpack, and head back to the ship.
All right.
Of war.
So, our good dwarf.
I want to try and find a rock snake.
I will help you.
I want to see the first.
What's Todd's character?
We need to help.
Finn.
We need the first person. I want the first person that we find that needs help to be a rock snake.
Mm-hmm.
And my perception is a D6. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I want to say that dwarven custom dictates that there's a fire. Grog is so important that they try not to use clean water. So I want to use dwarf wise to actually look in places where there is filthier water in the dwarf district.
In the warehouse district.
I want to fork in dwarf wise.
You can't fork it in.
Oh, it's a skip. Damn it.
But you can link test it in.
Okay. How do I do that?
You're testing your dwarf wise.
Uh-huh.
To know that. When Nog is involved, they use dirty water for fires.
Right.
That doesn't seem like a detail. That sounds like an interesting fact. So I'm thinking two.
Ooh, cool. Okay. Okay, so 4 on the 2, which is routine.
And that's just for the information.
Right.
Which will give you an advantage.
That's fine. All right, I get a 2! 6 on a 5. All right, so 2 on a 2. Routine. And then
4 on a 2.
I rolled 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I'll take the advantage of the link.
Okay. Are you looking for the first person? Because I could see this as a versus test.
Oh, see who spots somebody first?
Well, I don't have observation. I'm still opening it.
This would be perception. Observation is for sneaky and inconspicuous.
I want to find the first person.
Or do you just want to help him find a person to aid?
That's what I'm doing.
If he wants help, you can give him dice.
Okay.
Why not? I'll help you. First person.
See, I can do it. I'd really have a versus.
What are you just looking for?
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm looking for a rock snake.
Well, I'm not sure how I can help you.
Well, you could help him just find the first person. I mean, if he's just looking for the first person, we could do a perception check where you all spot somebody before I do. I mean, maybe I spot him, but it's not. He doesn't fit the
rock snake.
He doesn't fit my profile.
He's already done.
So you could help him if you want.
Triage
test.
Ooh, what is this test, though?
It's just a perception to find somebody.
Test. Okay. Well,
but I'm looking for somebody specific. I'm looking for a... and he's looking for somebody. He's looking for the first person.
First
I'm looking
person
for a rock snake.
So they can get out of here.
Okay, well, I'll help you find a rock snake.
Oh, okay.
I'll help you look for identifying marks, maybe from the gang or something.
Beards.
Fair enough.
Nard.
Yeah, I'll help you find a guy with a beard.
Scraggly, ratty beards.
So you're all just...
Or are you going to help? You can do verses.
Well, I mean, this is right now the fastest way to get you out of here is find a rock snake and get on the boat.
Good boy! Give me a dime!
He did.
Oh, I thought that was his.
No.
Okay. What's the OB?
Vincenzo's dead. It's not my fault. I'll be singing lovely in my little townhouse.
The chances of actually passing people who need help before you get to a rock snake are fairly significant.
Okay.
So your obstacle is 4.
Okay. Five.
Five successes.
Five successes. With help from Purple Dye. Jason?
Me.
Joe. Thank you.
Mine's forever. So it's...
So we got a...
So that's
I roll
test.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9. I got a 9 on a 4, which is routine, and it's not going to help with a
five.
With a stat, right? Because a stat does routine.
Yeah, you need difficulty. At
5 versus a 4 is what?
Yeah. Cool.
5 versus a 4.
So is...
That was the roll.
Is the rock snake unconscious? Is,
do you, well, are you...
No, he's got a 5 in perception.
Go take care of whatever you need to take care of.
I'm going
to
let Joe
down. Here's a 4 versus a 4.
And then we'll continue.
Okay.
Ready?
And then mine's a 5 versus a 4. I don't have the thing in front of me. 4 versus a 4 is difficult, isn't it? Or is it challenging?
Which test are we talking about?
This for the perception.
Not so difficult.
What's your perception?
This is a 4.
It's difficult. It's not challenging.
And yeah, so that's a test. You record that one.
A 5 versus a 4.
I think that's still difficult.
Difficult.
Look at a chart.
Yeah.
So you both got difficult tests out of that.
When I leave the forge, I go back past the candle shop. Because you never told me who I was supposed to take it to.
Oh, no. He told you.
Right?
I haven't made it up yet.
Okay, good. Never mind then. I'll head off to the dock.
Is there anything special about this dwarven axe?
Yes, it's a dwarven axe. Has a +1d of balance.
Nice.
Didn't mean, like, rules-wise.
Okay.
Like, is there some inscription on it or something? Not that I could read it.
Do you want there to be a...
Yes, I would.
There's a curse against humans written in it, and any dwarf that sees it instantly attacks you.
Because it's not run-of-the-mill, right?
Like
it's,
no,
it's fancy, super fancy schmancy stuff.
It's
I'm fine, Jeff.
It's dwarven
okay.
quality.
Yeah, I would like there to be something special about this act.
What would special would you like to be about this act?
Oh, make it magical, dude.
Oh, no! I don't mean
darn
that.
It.
I don't mean that. I mean,
he
I wanted
was
to
using
be,
it. I didn't add any magical to it.
I haven't quite thought that through ones. Yet. I was just curious to see.
It
if
It should be recognized.
Something
holding it should be prestigious.
Yeah, and that he.
Well, that identifies Thorsbane as one of the noble houses. He's like a prince or something, second born prince.
I was thinking that he took it off somebody he killed.
Cool.
It's a famous axe, and the act of killing somebody and taking it brings you prestige because everybody knows that whoever has
or
it.
Or infamy. It brings whatever. You. Well, wait. Because
I was thinking
about
getting it back to somebody.
It makes you. Well, if you succeed, you're dwarf friend. If you fail, you're dwarf infamous.
Succeed at what?
If you succeeded, if you. The fact is established that, yes, this axe is well known in its.
Well.
But if you're successful, it helps you. If you fail, dwarves want to kill you for possessing it.
That's possible, but you think about that.
Okay. Yeah.
I
was talking out loud while Jeff was doing something.
Right. If you decide that you have a belief that you want to go someplace with, we can definitely pursue that.
Yeah, because the rest of my beliefs are kind of mundane.
Return to sender on it in dwarf.
If found, please drop in the nearest mailbox.
I'm looking for a dwarf named Sender.
Sender?
That does sound dwarven.
Ralph Sender?
Cinder. Cinder the dwarf.
Cinder.
Cold. Ooh, it's a sign.
Oh.
Return to Cinder.
Address unknown.
Anyway. You find... I'm sorry.
I had a question, Bill. My fort got reduced, I think, when I failed that test, that spell, to 1. Is that back to normal now?
Yeah, it was only the rest of that.
Yeah, I think it was like the rest of the scene, or you had to rest or something, and I think it's...
You had to rest. We'll hand wave it tonight.
Okay.
I think it
was 2 game days ago.
No, not
It
quite.
Wasn't last week. It was the week before when it happened.
You find... You walk through the warehouse district. Buildings on fire on either side of you. Nobody in evidence. Until you see spot... A figure laying on the ground with a beam over the top of them ahead.
Oh!
And this is the first injured person he's seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We must help this person.
The log is on fire. Knock yourself out.
You're bound, dude.
I was bound to help you get the person and get back to the boat.
Exactly. You're bound, dude. Let's move the. Let's move it. We go. We'll save the person.
Okay.
We will lift the.
Is it on fire or is it just
smoldering? Not so much on fire.
What's your power?
It's warm.
Pee on it to help him get the grip on it while we're waiting.
Oh,
on
that is just juvenile.
Really? The no.
The,
most,
the great Talitha?
The great Talitha?
Well, once he drops his pants, we know he's not that great.
Oh, it's shrinking.
That's why I work on his singing voice.
You get
it's
up
cold
to,
out here.
You get up to him, you see the scraggly beard. This guy's a rock snake. And you hear coming from the building that this beam is against, pounding on the wall. And high-pitched voices screaming for help.
Little children. Little girls.
You
help us, we're burning.
This is the broth.
Oh.
Well, I agreed to help. The agreement was I could only get the first person. And I can't really break the agreement, though, right? I mean, I don't know how that works.
You agreed to help one person and then leave.
Which one person will it be? A bar full of burning brothel women or the guy under the bed?
I will start moving the log to the best of my advantage.
It's going to take more than one person to move this.
I'm going to move the log. I want to get the rock snake.
Okay.
But Joe...
I'm not for it's one.
What do you power.
Mean? Power? Okay. What do you want to help?
Yeah, we need help lifting the log. What's your power?
Three.
And that's four.
So the three of you have, the three of you combined have no trouble moving
okay.
The beam off of Rock Snake. Both his legs are broken.
Oh! We pick him up and carry him.
Do you need to stabilize him first?
Well, I will assess him before we move him.
Okay.
And then if I can help him do splints and stuff, I will do... I will use Chirurgy to do some makeshift splints and help him.
He's not in danger of bleeding out, but his injuries could get worse if he's not treated here.
Well, I'm going to treat him. I'll treat him.
He has a midi wound.
Midi wound, which means what?
Well,
I've got a
ooh,
B6.
That's a tough op. What wise is
491.
What
wises were you opening?
I'm not opening any wises. I got... I'm using chirurgy.
Surgery, right?
Yeah. And I can't... Wises are Sarah Shane, Observation, and Thor's being wise.
It's a three obstacle.
Okay, so it's a six on a three.
Eh. Routine.
Which doesn't help. Which doesn't do anything for me. But I'm working the beliefs as opposed to the skills, so...
Extra successes on the treatment test count as advantage dice for the injured character's health test.
Now, is Chirurgy... No, that's not open-ended. Man, if I play a dwarf again, I'm going to do all kinds of open-ended stuff. All right. Is that it? I'm not going to... I don't think I have anything to fork in. Ugly that's truth, it. You could die!
I want to use Observation to see if there's any other large groups helping.
Takes 20 minutes
that are out here.
No. That'd be perception, but not really that you can see.
Well, I tell them.
That when you were on your way in, there were people with buckets of water trying to keep it from advancing into the rest of the city.
I will tell them,
sing to the bird.
This is going to take me a few minutes. See if you can help those, if you can help those women.
Guys? Briggs and Talitha, the doctor has words for you.
This is going to take me about 20 minutes. See if you can help the women in that building that were crying out for help just a moment ago.
Get the marshmallows.
I'm on it.
Cast a spell.
I don't have anything.
Don't you have anything to blow out the fire?
No, that's Superman.
Oh. Well, I thought he was Superman.
Superman.
Okay, I will. No, all right, what's my failure? I make him worse or what?
My failure is...
I don't help him?
You
Joe
fail
in
your treatment.
That, you got a little blood right
oh, but I assess, so that gives me... Is that 20 minutes with the assess?
Yeah.
It takes 20 minutes to do that, unless you work quickly.
Oh, and I forgot.
He works carefully.
Well, that's what assess is, working carefully. And my tools or dwarven. I forgot that last time on the guy that I killed. I use my sloppy tools then. So it's an 8 on a 3.
Reverse that. Oh, it's 8 dice on a 3.
Right. Obstacle. Right. Right?
Yeah.
1. Are you kidding me? I'll burn the fate. Back off, guys. Burn
the fate. You don't need a doctor.
Do you have a call in?
For Kyrgy?
Worst doctor ever.
Oh, that's hurtful, man.
Wait a second. You wanted to get into a debate with me to walk up to the first guy to kill him? That's just cold, man. Thanks.
I'm going to burn a fate.
What's he need?
I need 3. I rolled 8 dice and I got
2.
2 sixes.
Yeah.
He's sweating bullets.
3 out of 3. I don't want to cut someone else's throat. That was so hard for me.
Last time. So he's not going to get worse.
All right. While I'm doing that, they're doing whatever they're doing.
So, Bruce, what are you going to
do? The wall? Anything?
No.
What are you supposed to do?
Arcane kindness.
Hey, my conscience is assuaged.
And binding.
What is it?
Arcane kindness, call of iron, Havoc's hand, and binding.
You're going to do what?
He's got
binding. Cast it on the flames.
Read it. What's it say?
Sorcerer may choose a number of items of earth, stone, wood, or metal.
Have to say no then.
Yeah, that'd be not fire.
Well, hold on. What's the building made out of?
Wood.
Stone, wood.
Well, he could bind the door closed. That doesn't do any good.
Or you could just try and break the wall down. Or see if there's a door to open. Or
you got the beam you took off the dead guy, or the almost dead guy.
Battering ram it with the beam, yeah.
Yeah, man.
You don't have to use magic. I mean, you can. Feel free.
I'll help you if you want to use a battering.
Tear up the dead guy's clothes. Make 2 long ropes. Both of you get on one side with the rope. Swing it like a pendulum. Those works.
I'll just pick it up and smash the door in.
Yeah, the beam's still there. Just ram the door with it.
All right, we'll try that.
I'm going to help Joe, I guess.
You guess.
Strength.
They are just whores.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Today we kill rock snakes. Tomorrow we'll bind their wounds and help them out.
Is that a power, I guess?
What is it that you're doing again?
We're picking up the beam and smashing the door in.
Okay.
Power.
Power.
You gonna help?
Advantage die for the ram.
Okay.
Obstacle 3.
Nice.
3.
Anything 2. Beneficial if he burns 3. A fate? He's got a 6.
He can do it faster.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you can do it faster. I mean, they're on fire.
He's got 20 minutes.
I got 20 minutes.
No. He's got 20 minutes.
Yeah.
The doesn't girls mean inside, they have 20 minutes. The ceiling may collapse. No, I mean, you save them anyway.
Okay.
So you bust down the door, and not long after, a gaggle of slightly charred whores come running out. And keep
my kind of ladies.
Smell a little smoky.
So the doctor has the young man stabilized, and you all you come back around the corner, and what?
We will pick up the rock snake and carry him to safety into the boat.
All right. So you carry the rock snake back through the fire-strewn streets. Screams coming off from around the corners.
We must not be. We must go save Sensio now.
Here we go.
We must go save him.
Now he's concerned.
I am. As we agreed. Hey, I got a.
Sensio is only important as long as he's not the first bully.
Inhuman screams.
Check it, man.
That will haunt your nights.
Eh.
You're gonna have to
sing. This is an underground, baby.
Write a song about it. It'll make you feel
a ballad.
A ballad.
A love song.
I love Sonic.
About the terrible fire in the warehouse district. I wonder how this started.
So, yes, sir.
Can we encounter them leaving, or?
No.
Okay, we head back to the ship.
Because I'm about to take care of that.
Okay, good deal.
So, Ethan, you're on your way to the ship?
Yes.
And you spot Cole carrying...
Finn.
Cole, what happened?
We found Thorsbane.
You okay?
Yeah. We found Thorsbane. He won't be a problem anymore.
What happened to Finn?
He wasn't as good as he thought.
He thought he'd burst.
Wow, you guys are lucky you got out of that fire in one piece.
You ain't kidding. Well, it was like it was falling all around us.
What's that big keg of cheap wine under your other room?
Has he had a chance to look at it to find out what it is?
No, I haven't. What?
What's in your other arm?
Keg of nog, baby.
Oh, awesome. Okay, let me help you carry Finn. We need to get to the boat.
Yeah, we'll drink this in front of the dwarf.
The doctor's going back to the boat. We need to get him there.
You'd be a container of pickles.
I wish you had something that would really impugn my greed, but, like, help yourself. Yeah, it looks tasty.
All right, something to clean our weapons with.
You don't know. This is grade-A stuff.
So you all get to the dock.
And he still drinks it?
Oh, heck yeah. It won't, as long as if it won't make me blind, I'll drink it.
It's got three X's on it for a
reason. So when you get the rock snake back to the dock, or not back to, when you get the rock snake to the dock,
mm-hmm.
Finn is laying on the ground with several cuts. Cole and Ethan are there waiting for you.
I will tend to Finn's wounds.
What?
Your armor's damaged, right?
And,
I mean, you can tell you've been in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you wounded?
No.
Okay. Carry the rock snake aboard. Please.
You haven't talked to the captain yet.
Hey, we got a ship. We got the paperwork for this ship. We don't need to talk to the captain. We're commandeering the ship, and guess what? There's rock snakes with us.
Right.
And
we'll play with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
But I will.
So,
can I go ahead and tend?
Yes.
All right, let me do it.
It's not necessary.
If it's routine, it doesn't make any difference anyways.
Right, no, they're just light wounds, so he tests his...
I'll have a roll.
Does he get a bonus from me, or for treating him, or...?
Yeah, he would get a treatment if... He's only got 24 hours to deal with it, though.
Oh, okay.
If he fails his test, OB2 health test, minus his three dice. But anyway.
There's nothing I can do to help him?
Yeah, there is. I just don't want to read it right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, not be here next week, and I just want to... If it'll help him, I'll just give him my dice next week, because that's what I want to do.
Let's see...
Because I'd like to help him now.
492 for recovery. Obstacles for recovering from wounds. Did he have three?
We need treatment.
Okay. Well, the treatment's just the page before. It's,
Yeah. Light obstacle two.
Yeah.
So for each wound or
yep.
four? Okay. I will
assess. We'll let it ride.
Oh.
So just one test.
Oh, okay. I'll assess and I'll use my tools, my special tools.
Extra successes on the treatment test count as advantage dice for the injured character's health. Excuse me. Health test.
So any success I get, he gets to do.
Above two.
Okay. God.
He slit his throat.
I can't believe this. Eight dice and I get one success.
He slit Todd's throat.
I hope I don't get injured.
Worse. Can you say it yourself now?
It doesn't make it worse.
Versed.
It doesn't make it worse either.
But he is the
he's
worst
got that persona.
He is the worst doctor ever
in this campaign.
Do I have to?
He's also the best doctor ever in this campaign.
I haven't. When I played a doctor, I didn't kill anybody.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Not by treating him.
No, you just did it on purpose.
Well, yeah.
Look at that. He said I slit his throat. Good lord.
8 on a 1, that's a what? Routine?
Yeah.
That's challenging, right? I tell you, it feels challenging.
Indeed.
All right, are we going to wrap up for tonight?
Yes, we are. Okay. So next time, you'll have to get on the boat. Yes, you have a document, but you still have to get past the captain. And then you have to hunt down Madrada's ship somehow.
Right.
Go so, a dwarf-wise.
Okay.
I'll study this axe.
Do you want me to study it?
Ancient and obscure history.
Hmm? I can. I've got all kinds of dwarven history. And
really?
All. Oh yeah.
So Roy got a fate.
Yay! Got I got a persona.
And okay. Now moving on.
Yeah. Because the instincts, I didn't do anything with the instincts.
So. All right. The turn of the crow against Maria didn't come into play. Burnfell didn't come into play. But since you are a true fan, I will not let the doctor delay in his protection. And it's also, I'll always oblige a true fan.
It's my instinct.
Yeah. Since he was first, he actually believes in me.
So you'll get a fate for that, because unfortunately you didn't actually accomplish it. Although you certainly tried.
Gave it the old college try.
That it?
Oops.
All right.
Doug.
The only one that came into play is inform Xander without revealing yourself or him.
Yeah, unfortunately I forgot to test you on that one.
Yeah, that's why I asked him when he was there.
But you did back out of a whole conversation that you could have participated in. Since it's my foul, take your persona and move on.
All right. I don't think the other two came into play.
Okay. Joe?
Nah. The only one that would be a stretch would be I will accompany and protect my friends using magic if necessary.
You did.
That's not a stretch. That you definitely did. That's a fate.
Okay.
Well, it's if necessary.
If necessary.
Then I'll take it.
You used wiggle words, so the point of that belief was helping your friends.
Okay.
Me?
So it's a fate generator statement.
Just beliefs right now?
Well, they didn't have anything for anything else.
I will warn Madrada of Emerald Flint's trap. The rocks next to guidance, I will mentor them on what it means to be a dwarf. Working on that. Driving the game forward with that.
Take the fate.
Fate. And I had the instinct, always help the helpless. That's what drove me to even go that way.
Yes, indeed.
And that was not in That's my best interest, and because I could have earned.
Because it actually was contrary to helping Senzia.
Right. Made my life
and
difficult.
And Madrada.
Two fate, and had to burn a fate in the process. Okay. Okay,
that's it for beliefs, instincts, and traits. Anyone miss one?
Mm-mm.
All right. Right skill, right time for having a skill that make the story go. Don't think that applied tonight.
Well, I would say Kyrgy, but I went to find somebody to help, so it's not really like a skill that came out of nowhere. What did you use?
Oratory.
Oratory?
That definitely made the story go someplace.
Hmm.
Not really right skill at the right time. It kind of stretched, though. Oratory.
Well, the papers. I got a date later.
Oratory.
What about Royce? Sword use saving thing.
Yeah,
getting out of the warehouse.
I think that's probably. I think yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
because
you save. Well, I would say, but that not necessarily for the sword use. It would
no,
be
it
for
was,
his speed or his power or whatever it was.
A
right skill, right time to get him out of there. But the sword was.
But
sword. I don't know.
Yes.
One of those yes.
Embodiment. Good distinctive role playing. I think we're all on an even keel tonight.
Yeah.
No one really shone, as it were. Moldbreaker, for going beyond the bounds of character.
I like Moldbreaker.
Mm. You...
For me, for Senzio, for going...
I tend to agree with that. I mean, you put up a huge fight.
I mean, last time it was like, Senzio,
yeah.
Oh, there's a fire! We gotta go help somebody over here. I don't know if it's necessarily Moldbreaker because it's all wrapped up in. I mean, I got rewarded for the other police
believe,
for pursuing
that's
it.
That's true.
I'm actually leaning Mr. Mercenary here, who suddenly found a streak of loyalty.
Great.
What, for saving Finn?
Saving Finn, yeah. Fighting
Thor's Bane, offering Bane to let you out at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, and offering to pay you money,
I didn't
too.
I kill him, though.
Thor's Bane?
Yeah. I really wanted to kill him.
Yeah, because, I mean, he was saying how much he wanted to kill him last game.
Yeah.
I don't think that, I don't know if
that's why I don't, I mean, I had a belief about it and everything. That's mm-hmm. why I didn't think about that.
I mean, I don't think you can get, I don't, it's probably not right that you get rewarded from Oldbreaker when you're
and
also getting rewarded from Beliefs, because
right.
that's what I was doing, too. I mean, I was playing Beliefs.
Workhorse. Doing all the work of the scenario.
Boy. To my vote.
I don't think so. I think it was kind of split. I mean, if you look at just the time aspect, it was an hour, and then you all had a really good duel of wits that didn't last long. But I mean, the rest of the time was you guys.
Yeah. So I don't know that we had a workhorse.
I don't think
this
we had
time.
A workhorse.
I mean, if we workhorse is better when we're all like together and somebody's constantly jumping in to help.
Yeah.
Of course, then again, Jason did drive the story in a particular direction. And so did you.
Right? Well, and he helped. I mean, he helped. Jason helped out with the getting into the building and helped out finding. And I mean, and he did help me actually find a rock snake once we got there.
Workhorse doesn't have to be. Now, MVP?
I'd give Jason an MVP for that. Because he just, even though, I mean, he fought against it, but then everybody was on board and he helped out.
Or would it be Roy? For killing Thor's Bane.
You know, I think Roy to get the Thor's Bane ought to get that because we were all convinced you were a dead man.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, let's not go back and revise. I mean, I not only pulled a knife on you, which was Bill being nice, and it ended up blowing up
not
on him.
Entirely.
Because I think you ought to get that because you kicked his butt. You didn't take any damage, really. I mean, your armor. And you saved and you drugs Todd out. And your whole fire thing drove the rest of the game. So, which I think I would. I mean,
I wrote that down. I did write down in my little chart and my little notes thing. I burned down the warehouse district.
Keep pirating.
Yes, you did.
But he also gets the persona for killing Thor's Bane, doesn't he?
Well, from disbelief.
From my belief.
I would think.
But that doesn't.
Because you were going to get rewarded anyway for that. I would give you the MVP for that. I don't know that we necessarily had a workhorse. Jason helped out a lot.
Everyone think he should have MVP?
Right, definitely.
All right.
Thank you.
Take your persona. I'll
take it.
Good job, Roy.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
And that concludes the session.
What's the name of the port we're going to?
The port of Lost Hope.
Lost Hope.
I don't get it. I've gone to the Burning Wheel headquarters site, the forum. I'm going to read the forum. And they talk about... They talk about groups getting into arguments about awarding Artho.
About what?
Give me the pen already.
I mean, getting into personal arguments about awarding Artho. I don't get it. I don't
about like you
I don't
shouldn't
see,
get that.
No, I guess or I should get that. You shouldn't. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, I can see in the same way that a group might argue over treasure credits. a group who was really actively pursuing these rewards could find themselves arguing about, no, I worked for that one. You didn't work for it. I get it. Everybody I played with isn't in that mold of mindset, and I don't think anyone in Burning Wheel headquarters is either. But there are people out there who
well, yeah, I mean, people are
look
posting.
At it as, I must win against everyone else at the table.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You win by having fun.
Yeah.
Says the guy who got lucky tonight.
I got really lucky tonight. And that's part of the fun.
Yeah, I do like that. I like that.
How do we get it on there?
All right, well, I guess that's it. Everyone say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight,
everybody.
You've been listening to an Actual Play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Wheel, the Adventure Burner, the Character Burner, the Magic Burner, and the Monster Burner are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright 2011, Luke Crane.